We'll do it like we always do. When we step out on the ice, it's work. It's us focusing, not fucking around.
I held my breath, watching his features as I did it. I don't believe you.
That I won't make fun of you?
Yes.
Do you want to see me naked first?
I burst out laughing, instantly, without meaning to. It was the last thing I would have wanted to do. No! And from the smirk he gave me, he knew it too.
You sure? I have a mole on my thigh that looks like Florida. Maybe you'll find something to make fun of me over, but I don't think so.
I was still laughing, even though I didn't want to. I really didn't want to. As I glanced up at him and shook my head. God, you're a cocky asshole. His smile was small.
It's the truth. You can look as hard as you want, and if you find something, go for it. But I work out all the time. I have about 7% body fat year-round. Looking at myself in the mirror isn't a hardship.
I laughed even harder. But how could I not when he was being like this? This guy I didn't know.
You can make fun of me, but I would rather you didn't, honestly. I don't like when people say I'm skinny because I'm not.
Who the hell would think this man was skinny? There wasn't a single skinny thing about him. I'd seen him work out once years ago. He'd been bench pressing twice what I figured his body weight would be. Swimmers and runners had nothing on a body like Ivan's. Absolutely nothing. Not that I'd ever admit that shit. The hand on my bare wrist gave it a shake.
Come on, Meatball. You and me. We'll make everybody jealous with our work of art asses.
Was this what friendship was like? What it was supposed to be? Him teasing me? Me talking shit back but doing it with a smile on my face? If it was, I could do it. I thought. Maybe. I hate you. I sighed, peeking at him again because I sucked. Then he laid it on me real thick. Those blue eyes aimed right into my brown ones.
Do it for Paul, then, so he can see it and regret he never got to do a naked photo shoot with you for TSN.
My wrist got another wiggle.
Or any photo shoot.
And there he had me, proving he knew me better than I expected. Because goddamn motherfucking Paul. Ugh. Ugh. I didn't want people jacking off to me. But if this was a chance to rub something epic into that asshole's face, it would be worth it. Totally fucking worth it.
There's my meatball.
His fingers loosened from around my wrist until they were slipping through mine, holding our hands together like we had done it 1,000 times. Because we had.
We're doing this right? Together? I won't make fun of you, but you can make fun of me a bit.
I didn't know who the hell was standing in front of me right then. This nice, funny, gentle guy. But I squeezed his hand in mine anyway and nodded. Yeah, we're doing this together, I grumbled, knowing it was the right thing. Knowing maybe I'd regret some parts of it, but not all of it. At least not if he didn't make a puberty joke.
That's what I thought.
He sounded almost cheery as he gave my hand a tug. And then we were on the ice, in our robes, with makeup on and ready, at least me for sure, and Coach Lee and the photographer immediately stopped talking the second they spotted us skating toward them. She raised her thin black eyebrows and asked hesitantly, "Did you change your mind?" I nodded. "I only want to do this if you're comfortable," the photographer said quickly. "We all have nothing but respect for you and your body, Jasmine. We can work on some angles if you keep your underwear on." I shook my head. It's fine. I wasn't about to say I hadn't wanted to get naked because of Ivan, much less because of strange assholes that had nothing better to do, pathetic pieces of shit. You sure? The photographer asked, not sounding at all like she would be put out if I said I wasn't. But I was, and I said that. Yeah, I am. She shrugged. Okay, let's start then, if you're both ready. Ivan squeezed my hand. He hadn't let it go, and said just loudly enough for me to hear.
I underestimated how cold it was, so you can't make fun of certain body parts if they're trying to crawl back inside of me to protect themselves.
I only barely held back a smirk as this feeling of being right covered my entire upper body. I won't make fun of Peter if you don't make fun of Mary and Maggie. Those two bitches aren't hiding because it's cold. They've been hiding.
You know I'm expecting you to have 3 nipples now, right?
And I'm expecting your winky to be 1 inch long. We're even.
Maybe 1 inch too long. Let's get this over with, yes?
Neither one of us said anything as we let go of our hands and skated to where the 2 backdrops had been set up in the center of the rink, the lighting umbrellas on and ready to go. Coach Lee approached us, looking skeptical. Ready? Ivan nodded, and I said, ready, because I was. It would look good. It would make a point to people I shouldn't have wanted to make a point to, but needed to. It would be worth the other shit. With a deep breath that I wasn't used to, I let it out and watched as the photographer went behind your camera, nodding at us in encouragement as her assistants got into position. Whatever you want to do first, we can start there. Any lifts or stationary positions would be great, though. Yeah, apparently I wasn't going to manage to avoid getting my crotch out of Ivan's face, but there was a reason I waxed regularly. We were about to get to know each other on a totally new level, I guessed. I could do it. Of course I fucking could. I was strong, smart, and I could do anything, just like my mom had always told me. Hand-to-hand lift? I asked my partner, my Ivan, as my hands went to the knot in my robe and began undoing it.
Sure.
He responded almost too easily, his own hands in the same place mine were. Either he was really trying hard to be nice to me, or he was up to something. I wasn't sure. But I doubted he'd do something fucked up in front of cameras, especially after that pep talk. I thought. Whenever you're ready, the photographer called out. Is it me, or do the lights seem to be too bright? I asked myself. Everyone knew the camera added at least 10 pounds, but with all these lights, I had a feeling it was going to feel more like 20. Oh well, let them judge. I had nothing to prove to people who didn't matter or mean anything to me. Standing in front of Ivan with my hands still on my robe, ready, I asked him, "You're good to go?" Already in the zone, he nodded. It was time to party, I guess. Undoing the knot at my waist, I got myself under control, scrounged up every ounce of my confidence and dignity, and reminded myself that no body was perfect, and hopefully they'd Photoshop the shit out of anything that didn't look right, even though they probably wouldn't since the issue was called the anatomy issue to begin with. But fuck it. If people wanted to point out a role if I was bent over, go for it. I'd grown up around 3 of the most beautiful women in the world. I'd accepted a long time ago that I wasn't one of them, and that was okay. And then I took my robe off. No one had said anything, but I'd put white cloth tape directly over my nipples, leaving the rest of me free. I mean, they couldn't post pictures of me totally topless, so I hadn't seen what the big deal would be. But my bare butt and vagina, I couldn't care less about. We'd all come out of one. I could do this. I really could. And then, out of the corner of my eye, I saw the movement of another robe being taken off and handed over. A flash of skin and more skin, just a second before a hand was outstretched to take mine. Time to get it over with, I thought to myself, and turned around to face Ivan for the first time. Maybe, kind of, holding my breath. I raised my eyebrows up at him the second my eyes met his, hoping to God I hadn't suddenly decided to start blushing for the first time in my life, because that would make this real humiliating.
Fuck.
I heard Ivan mutter under his breath. I looked at his face, only to find that his eyes were squeezed closed. What?
Nothing.
What? I was trying to figure out why his skin had gotten even paler, and why he wasn't looking at me.
Nothing. Let's get this over with.
Get it over with? I asked, not feeling at all insulted. Maybe he was the one regretting it now. Oh, fucking well. You're the one who wanted to do it.
Well, I'm starting to think it was a shitty idea, so let's get it done.
Prude. He was beginning to make me feel like there was something wrong with me. So I looked at him, because he was there. And I suddenly began regretting doing this again, because Ivan's body? Fuck. Maybe because I was an athlete, regardless of what other people stupidly thought, I could appreciate all the different forms male athletes held. I'd never been a big fan of male models, with their perfectly sculpted, tiny muscles that had to be worked on regularly, one at a time. I liked raw strength in all its shapes. I really did. But Ivan's in particular had been basically painted by a master. The caps of muscle at his shoulders were drawn by pen. The lean, rigid muscles of his forearms and biceps were strong. Then there were his firm pectorals, the flat abs with eight small square shapes at them, the detailed muscles at his hips from all his lifting, and the long lines of muscle striations at his thighs and calves. I didn't need to look at his ass to know that it was high and tight. And I'd be a fucking liar if I said I hadn't glanced at his penis, but like me, he'd decided to cover something. That something was hidden by what looked like a nude-colored sock that covered his junk, leaving only trimmed hairs at his groin there. I wasn't going to bend down to see if I could see his balls. I glanced all over Ivan again and barely held back a head shake. He was seriously a work of perfection, honestly, truly. But I would die before I told him that, so I needed to stop thinking about it. We needed to get this shit over with. Come on then, shy boy, before your balls start receding back into your body too. That had him snapping his eyes open to glare at me, his face scrunched up.
Hopefully my hand doesn't slip.
Hopefully I don't lose my balance and my foot goes up your ass. Okay, all right, let's start, you two, Coach Lee hollered, and I did need to look at her to know she was shaking her head. I blinked at Ivan as I stood there fucking naked and said, come on, Sox, let's do this. Maybe we'll end up on the cover. And I felt zero nausea or worry as I said it. Chapter 11. I should have known something was going on when I got home that evening and found my mom in the kitchen, a plate of food sitting in front of the stool I usually sat at, waiting for me. She hadn't served me dinner in years. I couldn't actually remember if she had ever prepared any of us plates in advance, with the exception of Ruby. It was usually a free-for-all. Mom always said she wasn't our maid, and that we should be grateful she cooked to begin with. So I should have known something was up. The problem was that I was exhausted, following the photo shoot that took all damn morning. Don't smile. Look natural. Do that pose again. Can you hold it a little longer? Hold your leg in this awkward, unnatural position for one more minute. Stand there and freeze your ass off. Tilt your head this way. No, the other way. And hold it there. Ivan, put your freezing fucking hands on Jasmine's body and hold them there for 2 minutes. Fuck, fuck, and double fuck. He didn't laugh every time he touched me, and I'd have to suck in a breath because it hurt, but I knew he wanted to. My nipples were still hard from being on the ice, covered with only the tiniest pieces of tape, and I was pretty sure my vagina was never going to be warm again. My clit had probably turned into a raisin. I hadn't even glanced at the sock covering Ivan's dick after the first time because it had been cold as hell. I wasn't going to judge a man for what his junk looked like in the cold. Plus, there had been other things to look at. Everything north of the equator and everything south of the equator, muscles, muscles, and more beautifully carved muscles. It wasn't exactly difficult, even though every time his hands touched me, I wanted to punch him in the gut. And once, I had accidentally caught a glimpse of huge balls dangling between his legs that had, for 1 second, made me wonder what the hell he did with those things in his costumes. But it was none of my business, so I'd shoved that question aside for later. The important part was, we'd gotten it done. At the end of the day, that was all that mattered. We had gotten it done, and we hadn't killed each other or made fun of one another. It had just taken way too long. Luckily, I had thought ahead and taken the day off, even though my bank account didn't need that kind of loss, especially not when we were going to be competing in so many events. Things hadn't been awkward during our afternoon practice, but I'd be lying if I said I hadn't glanced at his upper body once or twice and not remembered what he looked like without a shirt on. Just as quickly as I'd thought about it, I'd forced myself to stop. Luckily, he hadn't had anywhere near the same amount of trouble. Ivan hadn't actually said anything to me directly during our afternoon practice, even after he'd been so weirdly nice that morning. "Hi, Grumpy," my mom greeted me the second she heard me come into the kitchen. "Hi, Mom," I said, coming up behind her to kiss her cheek. I'd already dropped my things off. "How was work?" She shrugged her thin shoulders as she turned off the water to the sink and reached for a towel to her left. "Fine. Eat before your food gets cold. I stuck it in the microwave when I saw the light in the driveway." "Thank you," I said, still not paying attention, but turning to take a seat. I dug into the baked chicken, jasmine rice, sweet potatoes, and side salad like I was going to collapse if I didn't. I'd eaten lunch 6 hours ago between the shoot and the one-hour break we'd taken between it and afternoon practice, but it felt more like 100 hours since then. Ivan and I had worked on throws and side-by-side spins for 3 hours, and afterward, I worked out at the LC's gym for 3 hours, including some high-intensity interval training on the treadmill to get my heart ready for the 180 to 200 beats per minute it was going to be pumping for close to 5 minutes during our free skate. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw my mom take a seat at the island, too. When we were both home at the same time, we always ate together, or at least kept the other company, so I didn't think much of it. Until she looked up, holding a mug of tea to her mouth, and ruined my whole day. My mouth dropped open the instant I got a good look at her face, and I pretty much yelled, "What the hell happened to your face?" Mom's blink was completely unimpressed, and I didn't give a shit as I took in the tape over her nose and two puffy, reddish-purple circles around each of her eyes. And was that her fucking lip busted, or was I imagining it? She didn't say anything as I looked all over her face, 1,000 scenarios going through my head at what the hell had happened to her, when I asked, "Who did that to you?" I was going to kill somebody. I was going to fucking kill somebody, and I was going to enjoy the hell out of it. "Calm down," she said easily, like there was no reason in the world for me to flip out over the fact that half her face was bruised. Of course I ignored her. "What happened to you?" My mom's blue eyes didn't even move over into my direction, as she said, word for word, right before taking another sip of what I knew was tea. "I was in a car accident. Everything is fine." She was in a car accident, and everything was fine. I blinked at her as she picked up her phone from the counter, like everything was no big deal, and started reading something on the screen. Me, on the other hand, I just sat there and tried to process her words and their meaning, and wasn't able to. Because I understood what an accident was, what I didn't understand was why the hell she hadn't called to tell me about it, or at least send a fucking text. "You were in a car accident?" The words were out of my mouth, as slow coming out as they'd been going in for me to process them. She had been in an accident. My mom had been in an accident, and it had been bad enough that she looked like hell. That's what she had said without even looking in my direction to do it. What the fuck? My mom still didn't look at me. "It isn't a big deal," she went on. "I have a concussion. They set my nose again. My car was totaled, but the other driver's insurance will cover it because he hit me and there were witnesses." Then, the woman who even with two black eyes didn't look like she'd given birth to 5 kids, and definitely didn't look like her youngest, me, was 26 years old, finally did glance in my direction. My mom was totally unfazed as she pursed her lips in that way I'd become familiar with as a teenager when I'd talk back to her and she'd almost whooped my ass. "Don't tell your brothers or sisters." "Don't tell my..." I grabbed the paper towel sitting beside my plate and held it under my chin as I spit my rice into it, wasting precious food and not giving a shit, As my heart rate and blood pressure racked up so fucking high, so fucking fast, it was a miracle I was just as healthy as I'd ever been in my life at that point, minus some physical stuff, because anyone else would have had a heart attack right then. At least anyone that gave half a shit about another person, and I gave a massive shit about my mom. My heart wasn't supposed to be beating that fast while I was technically resting. Mom groaned, sitting up straight, just as I set the paper towel beside my plate. No, no, don't spit your food out. I didn't bother thinking about the last time I'd spit my food out. I did need to get more pissed off. Mom, I said, my voice higher and squeakier than ever, sounding not at all like me, and maybe a little like a teenager on the verge of throwing a temper tantrum. But this wasn't a tantrum. This was my mom being injured and not telling me about it, and not wanting me to tell anyone else about it. The woman who had practically raised me on her own tipped her head to the side and made her eyes go wide, like she was trying to tell me without words that I needed to scale back on the drama. But the thing that mostly caught my gaze was the fact that she didn't even set her mug of tea down, as she basically hissed, "Jasmine, don't start with me." "Don't start with you?" I spit back at her, more alert than I'd ever been after a practice. Here I'd been just a minute ago, staring into the stone countertop of the kitchen island, thinking about how badly I wanted to get into the shower and go to bed, not even thinking about practices and figure skating and the future. And now? Now? I was about 2 seconds away from losing my shit. Just like that. Because what the mother fuck? "Don't start with me," she demanded again, taking a sip of her tea. Just as easy as can be, like she wasn't telling me to blow off her accident and concussion and broken nose, and that I couldn't tell my siblings about it for whatever reason she had in her head. "I'm fine," she said, before I ignored her "don't start with me" BS and leaned forward, blinking at her, like I had the worst dry eyes in the world. "Why didn't you call and tell me?" I asked, using a tone that would have definitely gotten me grounded 10 years ago, as anger twisted my guts. Why hadn't she? My hands had started shaking. My hands never shook. Never. Not when I was mad over getting screwed by people I had slightly trusted. Not while I was waiting to skate. Not after I skated. Not when I lost. Not when I won. Never. Mom rolled her eyes and focused on her phone again, trying her best to be dismissive. I knew what she was doing. It wouldn't be the first time. "Jasmine." She said my name just forcefully enough for me not to make another smart-ass comment. "Calm down." "Calm down? Calm down?" I opened my mouth, and she shot those blue eyes, the ones I'd be able to pick out of a color wheel with my eyes closed, in my direction once more. "I'm fine. Some dum-dum stopped paying attention as he exited the freeway and rear-ended me. I crashed into the car in front of mine," she went on, and I knew why she had thought about keeping it to herself. "It isn't worth getting worked up over. You don't need to get mad about it. I'm fine. If I could have hidden it from you of all people, I would have. Ben already knows. Your brothers and sisters don't need to worry about it either." She made a dismissive snort. "Don't get worked up over me. You have better things to focus on." My mom didn't want me to get worked up over her because I had better things to focus on? Raising both my hands up toward my face, I pressed the pads of my fingers to my temples and told myself to calm down. I told myself to. I tried to go over all the relaxation techniques I'd learned over the years to deal with my stress, and nope, none of it worked. None of it. "I don't want you to be distracted by me," Mom insisted. I swore my ears started to ring. "Did an ambulance have to take you to the hospital?" She made an annoyed sound. "Yes." I pressed my fingers deeper into my temples. "Oh, put your hands down and pull your thong out of your butt," she tried to joke. "I'm fine." My ears definitely started to ring, for sure. I couldn't even look at her as I said, my voice sounding lower and hoarser than normal, not even sounding like it belonged to me. You could have called me, Mom. If it was me in the accident, you wouldn't have called me either, she finished. Okay, maybe I wouldn't have either, but that knowledge didn't ease my anger even a little. If anything, it just made me madder. My hands shook so bad, I stretched my fingers long and lifted them up to either side of my face, shaking them. Mad, so fucking mad, I wanted to scream. That's not the point, she sighed. You had a big day. I didn't want to bother you. She didn't want to bother me. My mom didn't want to bother me. I dropped my hand and tilted my face up to the ceiling, because if I looked at my mom the way I wanted to, she'd probably smack the expression right off. And then I wondered where I'd learned to keep so many secrets. Holy fuck. It's only a little concussion and a fractured nose, Grumpy. And don't raise your voice at me, she said for the second time. And for the second time, it had zero effect on my blood pressure. I know what this year means to you. I want you to take advantage of it. You don't need to worry about me. I replayed her last sentences in my head, and it nearly exploded. This sickening feeling swelled up from my stomach to make it to the back of my throat. Maybe I was being dramatic, but I didn't think so. This was my mom. My mom. The woman who had taught me, by example, how to get up every time I was down. She was the strongest woman I knew. The strongest, the smartest, the prettiest, the toughest, the most loyal, the hardest working. My throat ached. Years ago, she had scared the shit out of us by saying they had found a lump in her breast that ended up being nothing. I'd heard or seen pretty much all of my brothers and sisters cry. I'd just gotten pissed off and scared. I'd admit it. I'd been terrified for my mom, and as selfish as it was, for me. Because what the hell would I do without her? Worst of all, I'd been a dick about the entire situation. But I blamed it on being a teenager, and on my mom being the greatest anchor in my life, on why I'd flipped the hell out and tried to blame her, like she could have prevented it somehow. Now I was pissed again, but not at her. Well, maybe at her, but only because she would have avoided telling me she'd gotten hurt if she could have, and because she didn't want to distract me, didn't want to bother me. I balled up my fist, and if my fingernails had been any longer, I probably would have drawn blood. Ben met up with me at the hospital, she explained, her voice slowly beginning to edge back into a calm, even tone. You don't need to get worked up. All I could do was stare at her. I want you focused, she added. I know how much this means to you. If the accident would have happened 3 months ago, I would have called you. But you're busy again, Jasmine. I didn't want to take away from it. Didn't want to take away from it? If she had gotten hurt before I'd started training so hard again, she would have called me, but now she wouldn't? I glanced up at the ceiling and undid my fist, stretching my fingers as wide as possible. I couldn't find the words. I couldn't pick them, choose them, find them, make them up. I was too stuck on her. I know how much this means to you. My chest joined my throat in the aching game. Did she not understand I'd do anything for her? That I loved her and admired her and thought she was the greatest human being in the world? That I had no idea how she had raised 5 kids, with my dad only being in the picture until I was 3? That I didn't understand how she could have been married 3 times before Ben, had her heart broken each time, but somehow she hadn't given up hope and hadn't let any of that stuff jade her? There were a lot of things I didn't let get to me. There were so many times I fell and hurt myself but kept going. But people had been assholes to me when I was younger. Once, maybe a couple of times, making remarks and comments, and that alone had made me give up on strangers. But my mom never let anything get her down for long. How could I not think the world of her? How could I not love her, who raised me to think I was invincible more than anything? How could she believe she wasn't a priority to me? You don't have to worry about me, she insisted, casually. I'll be fine. When Ben and I go to Hawaii in a few weeks, I won't let him take any pictures of my face. That way I have an excuse for us to go again, she said brightly. But it didn't do shit for me. This was my fault. This was all my fault. She thought and felt the way she did, because I had told her 1,000 and a half times how figure skating was what had made me feel special, what had given me purpose, what had made me finally feel like there was something I was good at, what gave me life, what made me happy, what made me strong. But in reality, it was my mom, my whole family, that had given me the foundation for those things. I knew what all those emotions were because of them, because of her. I guessed I had just always assumed she knew. But maybe I had just been too much of a self-centered prick to come to terms with realizing that until now. My chest hurt even more, and my throat tightened so much I couldn't swallow as I sat there, taking in the face that I loved with my entire heart. Mom, was the one and only thing I could get out. It was right then that her cell's ringtone started blaring. She didn't even say a word to me as she reached for her phone and answered it. Baby girl, she said immediately, and I knew it was Ruby. That was the end of that conversation. It was just how Mom worked. She was done when she was done. And she expected, and for good reason, that if we'd kept talking about it, I probably would have gone on a rant. Under normal circumstances, at least. This knot in my throat doubled in size as I stared at her as she talked to my sister, with a smile on her face like she hadn't just finished telling me being in a car accident was no big deal, then implied that she wasn't as important to me as she was. Did I come off that heartless? Something that felt an awful lot like a tear beaded up in my right eye, but I pressed the tip of a finger against that corner and ignored whether or not there had been some wetness on it, because my throat and my heart ached so bad they overwhelmed everything else. I sat there. I sat there and stared at my mom and wondered what kind of person she really thought I was. I knew she loved me. I knew she wanted me to be happy. I was fully aware she knew all of my strengths and flaws. But did she think I was a selfish piece of shit? My appetite disappeared, and so did my exhaustion. Kaput. Bye. Just like that. Oh, baby, you shouldn't be doing that. My mom trailed off as she shoved her stool backward, gave me a grin that must have hurt her face, and then headed out of the kitchen to what I could only assume was the living room. Anger flooded my veins as I sat there with a basically full plate of food below me, the sound of my mom's low laugh just loud enough for me to hear. She was fine, and that's what should matter. But my mom really thought figure skating was more important to me than she was. I loved it. Of course I loved it. I couldn't breathe without it. I didn't know who I was without it. I didn't know who I would be in the future without it. But I couldn't breathe without my mom either. And if I'd ever have to choose between both, there wouldn't have been any competition. Not even a little bit. It was my fault for being a shitty daughter. A shitty person, for not opening my mouth and telling her the things she needed to hear, more I love yous and less sarcasm, for being so heartbroken over Paul leaving me that I didn't appreciate enough her and my siblings trying to pull me back into a real life, even when I was a moody, angry little bitch. All they had ever wanted was for me to be happy, for me to win, because that's what I had wanted, always. And I hadn't given them shit. I hadn't made them proud, no matter what. I had nothing to show in exchange. It was my fault for choking, for overthinking, for being obsessive and a little difficult. The knot in my body tripled, choking me, suffocating me. God! I couldn't sit here and act like I was fine when I wasn't. All I'd wanted was to sit at home and relax while eating before I started to wind down. But now there was no way I could do that. No fucking way in hell. I was such an asshole. God, I was such a fucking asshole. And it was all my fault. If I were a better person, a better athlete, maybe this would all be different. But it wasn't. I had to do something. Sliding back my own stool, I almost headed straight toward the front door, ready to get out. But I paused for a second, wrapped my food in plastic and set it in the fridge. And then I grabbed my keys, and I was fucking out of there. Something that sure tasted like guilt and desperation filling my mouth, making me restless, making me feel like shit. I didn't know where I was going. I didn't know what the hell I wanted to do. But I had to do something, because this shit inside of me was growing and growing and growing. My mom was my best friend, and she thought figure skating was more important to me than she was. Did everyone I love think that way? Was that the impression I'd left on them? Figure skating made me the happiest, but it wouldn't mean anywhere near as much to me without my mom and siblings supporting me, giving me shit, caring, and loving me even while I was at my worst, when I didn't deserve it. My throat and eyes burned as I drove, and my mouth went dry as I kept on driving. Before I knew it, before I let myself do more than have my throat ache and my eyes tighten, I pulled my car into the parking lot of the LC. I didn't even realize it until I was there. Of course I'd go back. It was the only thing I had other than them, and I sure as hell didn't want to talk to Ruby, or Tali, or Jojo, or Sebastian about any of this. I wasn't ready to feel worse, and that's what would more than likely happen if they tried to console me or tell me it was okay. Because it wasn't. I had to make all the sacrifices that had ever been made for me worth it. And this was the only way I knew how. In no time at all, I was out and heading toward the front doors, on a mission to go to the changing room. I'd left my bag at home, but I always left my last pair of skates in my locker as backup. I wasn't wearing my favorite clothes to train in either, but I needed this. I needed this thing that had always taken my mind off everything, even if it was the one thing that destroyed my body and made my whole family think they were second best. The realization that I shouldn't have left my mom after she'd admitted something so big finally hung in my brain, but I couldn't go back. What the hell would I say to her? That I was sorry? That I didn't mean to make her think she wasn't important? The changing room was almost empty by the time I made it inside. There were two girls that were younger than me, but not by much, talking. But I ignored them as I put in my combination and opened my locker. In record time, I'd taken my shoes off, grabbed the extra pair of socks I always left in there, and stuffed my feet into them and my skates, ignoring the fact that I might regret not putting on the bandages I usually wore that protected my skin from the top edge of the boot that was well broken in. But I needed to burn some energy off. I needed to clear my head. I needed to make this better, because if I didn't, I didn't know what I would do. Probably feel more of a piece of shit than I already did, if that were even possible. Ignoring the other girls in the room, who were looking in my direction in confusion, because I was never at the facility this late, I made my way as fast as I could toward the rink. Luckily, there were only about 5 other people on the ice at 8 in the evening. The younger kids were already home and in bed, and the teenagers were heading there. But I didn't give a fuck about any of them. The second my blades touched the ice, I was off. Skating so close to the walls, only millimeters separated me from them. I went faster and faster, needing to get this shit out. Out, 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 out. I needed to remember why this had been worth so much. I don't know how many times I circled my way around, taking on speed, skater, speed, and I wasn't sure when I started going into jumps. Jumps I hadn't warmed up for. Jumps that I had no business doing while my body had already gone through a tough practice and I hadn't refueled since. I did a triple salchow, what we called an edge jump, because you didn't have the assistance of your blade's toe pick, You took off from the back inside edge and landed on the opposite foot's back outside edge, followed by another one, a quadruple toe loop that I stumbled out of, and then did over and over again until I landed it. And then I went for a triple lutz I was too burned out and exhausted to do, busting my ass hard on each landing, falling and falling, one time after another and then another, my ass cheek hurting somewhere in the back of my head, but I wasn't focusing on it. I had to land it. I had to do it. My hip ached. My wrist started hurting from trying to break my fall like a dumbass. The skin above my ankle began to chafe. And I kept falling, over and over again. I fell. And the more I failed, the angrier I became with myself. Fuck this. Fuck everything. Fuck me. It was on another fall that went so bad, the back of my head grazed the ice, that I finally lay there and closed my eyes, breathing hard, feeling like shit, anger burning through me so brightly I felt it everywhere. I made my hands into fists, and I gritted my teeth so hard my jaw ached. I wasn't going to cry. I wasn't going to cry. I wasn't going to cry. I loved my family. I loved figure skating. And I sucked at loving both.
Get up, meatball.
I didn't think I'd ever opened my eyes faster than I did right then. And when I did, a familiar face was there, hovering, staring down at me with two black eyebrows arched upward. In the time it took me to blink, there were fingers there too, halfway between the face and me, fingers wiggling in my direction. The eyebrows went up even further when I didn't say anything or move. What was he doing here?
Let's go.
Ivan looked at me with an expression I couldn't read on that face I had seen so much of already. I didn't get up. Ivan blinked. I did too, swallowing hard as I did it, fire filling my throat. With a sigh, Ivan reached into his pocket and then extended his hand out again, holding a Hershey's Kiss between his index and middle finger. He raised his eyebrows again as he gave the candy a shake between his fingers. Why the hell he was carrying around chocolate in his pocket was beyond me. But I took it, keeping my eyes on him the entire time. I unwrapped it like a pro and popped it into my mouth. It only took about 3 seconds for the sweetness to soothe the pain in my throat. Just a little, but it was something.
You ready to get up now?
I'd had the chocolate in my mouth for a few seconds. Shoving it into my cheek, I shook my head, not trusting my lips to form the right words, and not really feeling like sacrificing the small bit of joy and comfort coating my tongue. At least not yet. My temples gave a throb that I hadn't even noticed before. Ivan blinked down at me twice. I still said nothing as the chocolate kept on melting inside my mouth.
I'm not dealing with you if you get sick.
He crossed his arms over his chest, still watching me. Expecting something, I thought. Still, I didn't say a word. I just kept sucking on the chocolate, ignoring the cold at my back that was finally beginning to sting.
Jasmine, get off the ice.
I licked my lips as I stared up at him. He sighed and tipped his head back to look at the rafters, probably taking in the banners with his name hanging from them, and wondering where his life had gone wrong to the point where he was here at night, with me. God, did everyone think I was a piece of self-centered crap? Even him? The throbbing at my head got worse when he sighed again.
You have 3 seconds to get up or I'm dragging you out of here.
He got out, still facing the ceiling, and more than likely closing his eyes as he did it, if I knew him correctly. It was my turn to blink. I'd like to see you try. But in the back of my head, I knew that if he said he'd drag me off the ice, he probably would. Those blue-gray eyes narrowed on me, and he said, still speaking carefully,
All right, I won't drag you.
Something about the expression on that classic face that had grown only the slightest brush of a shadow of facial hair on his cheeks put me on edge, like I couldn't trust it, like a reminder of what we had been like before.
But you have 2 seconds from now to get up.
The "or else" hung in the air. The stinging on my back was getting sharper, genuinely hurting my back and ass, and honestly, I wanted to get up. I would have gotten up if I'd been by myself. Chances were, I would have been on my way to the changing room if I'd been alone. But now I was going to get frostbite, because I sure as hell wasn't going to do it since he'd asked. And Ivan seemed to sense that, because those glacier-colored eyes narrowed into slits. Then he began counting.
2.
I didn't move.
1.
I still didn't move. Fuck it, I didn't give a shit. His sigh was deep, 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 and he even shook his head.
Last chance.
I stared at him. He stared back at me and finally shrugged.
You asked for it. Remember that.
This bastard was going to drag me off the ice? What the... Ivan bent at the waist, his eyes intent on me, and just as he reached toward my head with one arm, and I tilted my mouth to the side to bite whatever I could reach if he decided to try and pull my hair, his palm shoved itself beneath my shoulders and the ice. His other arm went under my knees, and in a move that was so fast, I forgot this man had built up his life and accomplishments lifting women for a living. I went over his shoulder, ass in the air, head and arms dangling along his back. This bitch. Be better. Be better. Be better. Don't punch him in his giant balls. At least, not yet. Ivan, I told him, sounding calmer than I felt, barely realizing he had put on his skates before coming out to hunt me down. He was skating toward the boards, and I didn't know where we were going. Ivan, put me down right now, or I'm going to kick you in the face and not feel bad about it.
Meatball, I'd like to see you try.
He mirrored my words right back at me, just as what had to be his forearm locked down over my calves, holding them against his chest before I did what he figured I was capable of. And he would be right. Ivan, I said again, still calm. Part of me kind of hoping I was the kind of person who would yell and try to bite his ass so he'd put me down. But I'd promised to behave in public. So my voice was still nice and quiet as I said, I swear to God, put me down this second.
No.
Ivan?
No.
He stepped off the ice, grabbing something out of my vision and continued walking. Somewhere. I couldn't see. What I could see was that he didn't have his skate guards on either. I'm not playing with you right now. I let him know, beginning to get really mad.
I'm not either.
He gave my calves a squeeze closer into him.
I gave you a chance. I gave you several chances, and you didn't want to listen or let this go the easy way, so don't get pissed off at me because you're stubborn.
My hands clenched from where they dangled. And I seriously considered biting his ass if I could reach it. Fuck it. He'd brought this on himself. I was more of a wedgie person than a biting on the ass person, but I wasn't about to stick my hand in the back of his pants.
I don't know what's wrong with you right now, but I drove all the way over here, so you're not going to act like a spoiled brat with me.
He shifted me on his shoulder and huffed.
Jesus Christ, you're heavy.
Fuck you.
Fuck you too.
Put me down.
No.
I will kick you in the face.
You make me bleed and we'll have to take time off from practicing, and we both know you don't want to do that.
He had a point. Damn it. I'm going to beat the shit out of you the first chance I get when the season is over. I arched my back for a moment when the blood rushing into my head started to make my nose sting.
You can try.
You're so lucky I don't want to make a scene.
I know.
His I know only annoyed me more as he took a turn down a hall. Where were we going? Why are you even here? I tried to lift my upper body again to get a look at the hall we were in. Ivan didn't say a word. He just kept walking down the hall before turning down another hall that I'd never bothered going down because I'd never had any business going to it. Ivan? Still nothing. Fuck me. I didn't want to hurt him, because I didn't want to delay practices, so I couldn't kick my legs, and biting his ass was way more personal than necessary, so I reached toward his butt, which I belatedly realized was in a different pair of sweatpants than the ones he'd been wearing during our afternoon session, and reached for the curve I knew was laying beneath, and I pinched it, hard. He didn't even flinch, so I did it again, in a different spot, and still no response. What the fuck kind of cyborg was he? I'd pinched my brother half as hard, and he'd acted like I'd shot him. Before I could figure out if he was an alien, he turned us to the left and stopped. I peeked around his leg to see that he was standing in front of a door, and at that point, was punching buttons on a numeric keypad above a doorknob. Where the hell were we? What is this? He hit what I could only assume was enter.
My room.
His room? And then, with his free hand, he turned the knob, shoved the door open, and took a step forward, his one and only free hand going to what had to be the light switch, because a split second later, everything was lit up. And by everything, I meant a 20-by-20-foot room, with what looked like a kitchenette along one wall, a couch in the middle with a small coffee table in front of it, and who knew what else on the other side that I couldn't see from where I was dangling, arching my neck one way and then the other to get a look around. Since when do you have your own... God damn it! What the hell was that for? I cried out at the sudden sharp pain coming from my right ass cheek. Did you just pinch me? I reached back to cut my cheek over the spot that hurt like hell.
That's for pinching me.
Then the son of a bitch did it again, and I tried to kick my leg out, making me forget I hadn't wanted to hurt him.
And that's what you get for not paying attention.
For not paying attention? That fucking hurt, Ivan. Because it had. Jesus Christ, he was strong.
You tried to hurt me, too. I'm only giving you exactly what you planned on giving me. If you paid more attention, you'd know I fall on my right cheek. I know you fall on your left one.
Shit. I had less sensation on my left cheek than I did my right from so many falls. I bet half the nerves on my ass were dead. And it was annoying he knew that and used it against me. And it was even more annoying that I'd tried pinching the butt cheek on him with the same trauma and failed. Damn it.
We're even.
He said this before going into a squat position, bending over, and dropping me ass and back first onto the carpet floor, like I was a sack of worthless potatoes. I glared at him. Those pure black eyebrows of his went up.
You're lucky I'm in a good mood.
He kneeled right in front of me. Those intense eyes lingered on me for a moment, before he glanced down and his hands went to my right skate. I jerked my leg toward me, but he didn't let that stop him. His fingers went to the laces of my boots, and he began plucking at the tight double knots I always made. Some part of me wanted to ask him what the hell he was doing, but I didn't. I just sat there, with my ass hurting, and watched as he undid one set of laces, pulled the boot off my foot, and then did the same to the other. He didn't say a word, and neither did I, as he then sat down and undid his own skates, setting them beside mine. Ivan did glance at me as he got to his feet and headed toward the kitchen area, taking up an entire wall along the back of the room. Rubbing my ass cheek, I sat there, wondering what the fuck was going on, and then getting onto my knees and looking around the room, taking in this place that I hadn't known existed. How long it had been here? Did anyone else know about it? But I asked him the most important question bouncing around in my head as I sat there. What are you doing here? He was bent over, rummaging through what looked like a small fridge built into the cabinets when he answered.
I came to check on you.
What? Ivan didn't look back at me as he stood up straight, holding a carton of almond milk in his hand as he kicked the door to the fridge closed.
Galena called Lee, who called me.
Galena? Where the hell had Galena been? And why would she call Lee? I wondered before shoving the questions to the side and focusing. You didn't have to come, I blurted, wincing afterward at how much of an asshole I sounded like and kind of regretting it, just a little. My partner said nothing as he opened up more cabinets and started pulling things out of them. I pinched the bridge of my nose with one hand, while the other one went to my ass again to rub at the spot he'd pinched the shit out of. I don't even know why she called. Everything was fine. I gritted my teeth at just how much my butt hurt. His snicker was loud. What?
Everything was fine. Sure, Jasmine, keep telling yourself that.
I straightened on my spot on the floor and tried to tell myself to keep my attitude in check. Be better. I could be better. It was fine. Maybe not. I could see him shake his head as he messed around with whatever he had taken out of the cabinets.
So you come back to practice after working out for hours and instead work on your jumps, falling, and getting back up like you're possessed and you're fine?
Yes?
You're the worst liar I've ever met.
I don't know what you're talking about. I sounded awfully close to bitter, but decided to ignore it. I moved to get my legs under me and stood up. I have inside at the same time something opened, closed, and beeped. I'm fine. I straightened and gave my ass cheek another rub, glancing at things around the room out of the corner of my eye. He turned around and leaned against the counter behind him, raising his eyebrows. His expression... irritated. Really irritated. Huh.
What happened?
I looked away, deciding to see the rest of the room. There were racks of clothes along the wall to the right, filled with costume after vaguely familiar costume. I had always wondered what he did with all of them. I had mine stuffed into every closet that had space in my mom's.
Jasmine.
I ignored the frustration in his voice and kept on taking in the pale gray painted room, taking in how organized and clean it all was. That didn't surprise me. Ivan was meticulous about everything. His clothes, his hair, his technique, his car. Of course he wouldn't have a mess. I couldn't say anything. I was almost a clean freak. Almost. I was definitely a time freak.
Jasmine, tell me what's wrong.
I kept my eyes glued on his rows of costumes, kicking myself mentally in the ass for not checking to make sure Coach Lee or Galena hadn't been around when I'd first showed up. I hadn't even looked to see if their cars were in the lot. Rookie mistake.
You can tell me anything. You know I know what this life is like.
He murmured the words I hadn't expected from him. Words that cleaved deep into my gut. Because he was right. If anyone did know, it was him. Of course he would. He might even know better than I did since he'd been doing it for longer. Except, he'd done what he wanted to do, and kept on doing what he wanted to do. While I hadn't. There was a reason he had his name on banners all over the LC, and I didn't. The microwave beeped, and I finally felt so defeated and... sad. Just so fucking sad. So fucking fast, it almost took my breath away. Standing with just one hip against the counter, he was holding a cup in his hand and a spoon in the other, stirring something. But he was looking at me expectantly, waiting. And it just made me sadder that I was this person he expected to fight him over everything. Be better. It was never too late, was it? I pinched my lips together for a moment and tried to wrangle it all in. My anger, this fucking sadness, my disappointment. And I thought I'd done a decent job. And I said, almost weak, definitely weird. I didn't know you had your own room. Must be nice. Did that sound as fake as I thought it did, or... His face didn't change at all. Neither did that tone I didn't know what to think of.
I don't bring people here.
Huh.
It's my quiet place.
That had me flicking my gaze at him, surprised by his comment.
It used to be a conference room and a storage closet, but I had it renovated a few years ago when some fans snuck into the facility and went into the changing room while I was showering.
What?
They took pictures of me. Georgiana, the general manager, had to call the police. It had only been a matter of time anyway. Some nights back then, I was too tired to go home, so I'd stay here. I don't do that anymore.
I wondered why. Then I remembered it wasn't any of my business. Friends, or whatever the hell we were, or not. Ivan didn't say another word as he came toward me. The mug still in his hand, the spoon in his other. I didn't say anything either. I just watched him, trying to figure out what he was doing. When he stopped directly in front of me, so close that for anyone else who wasn't used to the lack of personal space would have been too close, I still said nothing. He didn't sigh.